Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Steve Rivera, and welcome to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. It's a great day today, isn't it? About 67 degrees outside. Fantastic. Don't tell anybody outside of Tucson because you guess what? They'll be flocking here. No, but we want them here, don't we? We want them here.
We are spoiled. We are spoiled.
We're spoiled. Today's a great day. One of those spoiled days. I guess it's going to get cold, though, in any time soon, the next few days. I really don't know that, but I heard that. I'll have to watch the Weather Channel, whatever channel you watch.
Well, you had that weatherist, meteorologist on, right?
That was about four things you described there. When did I have that?
The other day, didn't you?
No, I think you're getting me confused with another host that you do.
Okay. Possibly.
Okay, so let me tell you what today is.
They're all melding into one.
Another.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, you're getting old. It's okay. We have pills for that.
I can't hear you.
Yeah. Hey, we have Judy McDermott coming on at about 1:15, 1:16, talking about the Cologuard Classic. They had a big press conference yesterday involving a former major leaguer, Mr. Smoltz. And we'll see what's up with that, how the tickets are going, just to get an update. And then we'll probably talk a little about basketball, Arizona basketball, the thing that most everyone is talking about, although the interest is waning as we speak. Sean had a press conference at noon, and I think Chase Jeter was one of the guys that they showed up to talk to the media. We'll see what he says from that. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a special guest in studio, the former major leaguer, former U of A pitcher, standout pitcher, actually, Ed Vosburgh. Yes, you know who I talk about, right? Look at you perk up.
Well, we played Little League together.
Oh, you are about the same age. How old are you? About
Eddie.
56,
no,
57?
He's Eddie Vosburgh.
What's your
57.
Oh, so yeah, yeah. So
yeah, he lived right behind my best friend, Frank.
Yeah.
Or Frankie, we went by there, and that was Bobby.
And you're being serious, too, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eddie is left-handed. He was a pitcher.
Yes.
He was very, very good.
No duh, as the kids say today. But it's funny. I think the reason why you didn't bat 695 was because of Eddie.
I could hit against him, but not as well as I could against the right-handers. That's for
darn
sure.
I can't wait. Oh, look who's here. Bob Dio. Yeah, that's Bob Dio.
He'd have no idea.
I couldn't get that kid out when he was 11, that punk.
He might remember me only because of his neighbor, but...
Because he plucked you in the side and you cried.
I don't think I ever caught for him. He was on the red team, I think. I don't think he was on the blue team. The blue team was a really good team I told you about. We were on the purple team that lost. You don't remember. They were all named after the sponsors. We weren't like the Warriors or anything.
No, I remember.
Lot Realty.
I lived in that era. I understand that. We played, we were like, I can't remember, some car dealer place. I can't remember. So long ago.
Back in New Mexico?
Santa Fe, yes.
That's great. Yes. You got Ed Vosburgh on.
Yes, and we're going to talk about spring training, talk about his career, but today I think the pitchers and catchers report, so we're going to have him talk for the whole hour, like I'd had Frank Bush. We didn't talk about this, but how did you like yesterday's show?
Loved it.
It was a good show, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Frank Bush is fantastic.
I was more motivated by the things I think that he said than all of your other guests.
Really?
Yeah.
It was kind of like really sedate, but really good.
Yeah, I mean, just excellent. Just great. I just love the way he put together motivating his players, talking about
just how to get better.
Wonderful.
And then when he went to the Olympics to coach the Olympic team, the U.S. Olympic team. What a fantastic little analogy about the flag. It's just a piece of cloth, but it's more than that.
They're just lovely.
Yeah, I know. Those are the great coaches that kind of motivate you without knowing that it's going to hit you like that, and then you're up on the podium crying your eyes out because you just won a gold medal and you're there representing your country.
Helping, not sure if it was him or the lady that said, when you help all your players to be stronger individuals and people, then they're able to deal with life's problems and adversities, and therefore... they're not distracted when there's a problem with the boyfriend or the family or the neighbor or your dog or whatever. They just boom right through that.
It was him and how I deal with you. Yes.
I'm like the neighbor's dog, am I?
No, he was good.
I loved it. Absolutely the best.
You really?
Seriously.
Of all those guests I've had, he's the best?
Wow. I just thought he, excuse the he hit it out of the park.
Out of the park, yes.
I was touched.
Yeah. Good. Good to have him. We'll probably have him back in the dog days of the summer to talk about life again. Because we talked mostly about sport, but life is always something I'd like to talk about here. I need to get better at it, you know?
Nah.
Life, it's always good to get better at life.
Okay. What do you mean? You want to get better at life or you want to get better at the show?
Well, both. The show, the life, you know, you hear about life, you say, okay, you know what? I can get better as a person, or, you know, I can do things differently or whatever.
You know? I don't know.
I could put more money into the old donation box.
You seem pretty together to me, but, you know, maybe you're a lunatic before you come in here. I haven't seen how do you drive. Do you drive okay?
Well, it depends who's on the side with me. They would tell you more. I kind of conservative, but not, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, my father, Bill, would say, you know, you don't drive like me. Your wife drives like me. You know, she'll put her foot into it. Because my dad, you know, he does. He's lead foot all the way, but I'm more sedate.
You know, I've driven by you a couple times as you leave this place.
Really?
And I don't know how you leave, because you leave a different route than I do.
Yeah, I got to follow you. Yeah. You know a secret way
out. No, but sometimes I beat you and sometimes you don't, and you beat me, and I'm thinking, how did you get here so fast? And then you cruise into the Beamer, you know, showing off. I figured you just kind of cruising, showing off.
Oh.
You know, and I'm saying,
I got to sit up straight. I didn't even know you were there.
Yeah. You're not paying attention.
No.
No, we just drive normal cars, us people.
Well, yeah, you have a maroon or whatever.
You have
I don't look
idea.
At other drivers too
Apparently
much.
Apparently not. You're like, you know, that 90-year-old. straight ahead, you know, except for Bill. Bill's actually a 90-year-old driver with his foot to the metal.
I get on golf links. That's where you can ruin your gas mileage. I really do enjoy being the lead car on golf links.
Yeah, a convertible. I used to have one, you know, and then the newspaper crisis hit, and here I am on the radio.
You used to have one.
I think all
sportscasters should have a convertible.
That's when I had the flowing locks and the Billy Ray Cyrus mullet.
The chicks. And
the Billy Ray Cyrus mullet, the convertible. And, you know, it's like, who is that guy?
Billy Ray Cyrus mullet?
Yes.
Are you serious?
No. Yeah. Haven't you seen my mugs from
I haven't.
From the Tucson Citizen days?
Are these available online?
No. I'll show them to you. Don't even
You don't
search.
Want any of your listeners knowing the exact website where they
I publicly put them on Facebook, so they've seen me, and I've gotten a lot of grief, and we'll end it there.
All right, so.
I'm okay how I used to look in my
hair. Hey, I'm okay. I had a big, giant afro that my children love to always point out and go, you don't have your hair anymore, do you?
Well, I told you
about... No, I have it in my ears.
I told you when Walt Ruff was on and they had the Harry Potter night at the hockey, and I said, well, that was me back in the day, straight hair. And my kids, you look like Harry Potter, Dad, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, I had all the girls. No one likes Harry Potter. No one likes Harry Potter. I think we're going to end up going to a break and then coming back with Judy McDermott. Is that cool? She's on the phone, I assume? Yes. Okay. So let's go to break and say hi to Judy on the other side. Is that cool? We'll do that. Here we are on 1030, The Voice, trusted local news and talk, and then we'll get back with Judy McDermott. Hey, welcome back here on 1030, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. I'm Steve Rivera, your host, and on the phone now we have Judy McDermott, one of my favorite people. She's the executive director of the Tucson Conquistadors and one of the craziest women right now because the Color Guard Classic is just weeks away. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Steve?
Fine, thank you. I don't know if baseball players knock it out of the park in baseball, what do golfers do like you did yesterday in a busy day, like a hole-in-one yesterday?
Exactly. Hey. You try to get a hole-in-one on our 16th hole at Omni Tucson National, and everyone will benefit.
You had a great day yesterday. A lot of news coming out of your press conference. Tell me about it.
We do. We did. We missed you, Steve.
I know. I was here busy on the radio.
I know. You're a very busy guy. Well, yes. So we were lucky enough to have a Major League Baseball player, Hall of Famer, retired pitcher from the Atlanta Braves, John Smoltz, with us, and Jerry Kelly, our Color Guard ambassador and PGA Tour Champions player. And John was wonderful with us, and we're giving him an exemption to play in the tournament. He is a great golfer, and he won an event at the Diamond Resorts Invitational. And this will be the first PGA Tour Champions event he'll play in this year. He's going to play in three tournaments for sure, and so we're going to be cheering him on.
Nice. Nice to have a name and into a great event. Have you already looked into, I'm sure you have since November, the weather of what the projection is going to be?
We don't look at the weather because there's nothing we can do about it.
That's true. Okay, that's a good answer.
Exactly. Sunny and nice in Tucson, Arizona.
That's
so
true.
Why look?
Whether it's sunny or nice, it's always nice in Tucson.
Exactly.
So
we always get the tournament in one way or the other, no matter what happens.
Sure. No, and it comes at a great time. That first weekend of March is a
great. Oh, it's just beautiful.
Fantastic
it's
time.
It's beautiful. So, yes, we're planning on that. Obviously, the mornings are going to be cold, but once the sun comes out, everybody's happy.
Yeah, cold for Tucson, which is like 72 or something, yes. Spoiled. Bunch of spoiled people. Hey, and also news coming out of the event is Bergoglio and Gammas is coming.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. So both of them have received sponsors exemptions, so we're going to bring them back for some good old-fashioned fun. And obviously all the Wildcat fans out there that remember Bergoglio and Gammas, the days that they played for the University of Arizona, and then obviously, you know, they've had some PGA Tour careers as well. And Robert Gammas actually is going to play in the Bay Hill Invitational, which is the Arnold Palmer tournament. And that's where he had a big win on his PGA Tour days and beat Greg Norman on that last hole when he had that eagle. So,
right. So
he's actually going to be playing in a PGA Tour event before he comes here to play in the PGA Tour Champions, which is really exciting for him.
You guys are pulling all the stops. I mean,
We're trying.
How are the tickets going?
Tickets are going great, and obviously we have the Low Cash concert on Saturday night with Drew Cooper and Craig Campbell. And we're partnering with the DM50 on that event, so it's going to be a military appreciation concert. And everybody can go to our website at ColaGuardClassic.com and get tickets for golf or the concert. And that's on Saturday. So if you buy a golf ticket for Saturday, you even get into the concert for free that night with your golf ticket. And that'll be on the practice range at Omni Tucson National on that Saturday, March 2nd.
Forgive me for not knowing this, but, you know, I don't know some things sometimes. The UA basketball team doesn't play that day on Saturday?
No.
So they play on Sunday?
So or I think they're out of town.
They're out of town. Okay, so we're all good for that. Okay, hey, I might have to dig out my boots and get up there.
You better.
I better.
You better be there all week.
No, I'll probably, you know, actually we'll have to talk because I sent you an email yesterday or the day before. I'm sure you saw it. Maybe you're too busy. But you know what?
We had a big day yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I forget about that. I just asked you 2 weeks ago, 2 days, 2 seconds ago. Hey, tell me about parking because I live in that area, you know, not too far. What's the best way for just a regular person going up there and the easiest way to accommodate themselves up
it's
there.
Really, really easy. So a regular person coming, you know, there's no regular people in Tucson because if you're coming to the ColaGuard Classic, you're all
special
people.
Yes.
We have parking at Airy Drive and Thornydale, which is right behind the Target. And it's easy to park there. So you just park in that lot there. And we have shuttle buses. It's just about a 6-minute shuttle ride. They'll drop you right at the front gate at Omni Tucson National, you know, and you just stroll right in. And the great thing about the golf course at Omni Tucson National Resort is everything is close. So it's an easy golf course to walk. All holes are within 500 yards of one another, whether you want to go to our fantastic par 3 16th hole where we're going to have all the action with our $500,000 hole-in-one each day. And the 18th hole's right there, the 17th tee, the first tee, the driving range, and the ninth green. So all within, you know, 500 yards of walking back and forth to all those holes. And then if you want to venture out on the actual golf course, it's a very flat golf course and easy to walk. And so people can go out and wear their Fitbit and get their exercise and get their steps in.
Yeah, important. And you talk about walk. I think the Sunday, give me that date, is the 5K?
The Sunday prior to the event, we're having a 5K. So February 24th, we're having a 5K event called Get Your Rear in Gear. We're partnering with the Colon Cancer Alliance for that event. And I'm sorry.
I make you nervous. I know, Judy. Relax. I know.
I can hear the phone ringing in the background of all the people calling. But that event's called Get Your Rear in Gear, and so we are creating colon cancer awareness at that event as well. And so if you're not a golf fan, you come and run in our event there. You get to actually see the golf course, and we'll actually still give you a ticket to the golf tournament to come, and you can come watch the event on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and see the actual competition and just come out and enjoy the event itself. But after that 5K, we have a big party and award ceremony in our big party tent. And it's probably one of the only 5Ks around where you get Bloody Marys and beers after you run or walk or whatever you choose to do.
Very cool. What's the price on that?
The price on that is $35.
Okay, so the price of a ticket to go to the event anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then you're raising the money.
And you get a shirt, and you get the breakfast, and you get the adult beverages, and
wow,
a ticket to the golf tournament to come another day.
So. As I say in Vegas, how do they make money if they're giving everything away?
Well, we have wonderful sponsors, obviously, and Coligard, our title sponsor, and all of our other major sponsors that help put this event on. So.
Right, right. This is a dumb question because you already asked or answered the parking situation. You know, just south of the course, there's that dirt lot. I think it's near the YMCA, or you know what I'm talking about, that kind of dirt lot across the street. Is that not being used, or is that for something else, like the buses or something?
Are you talking about right along? That lot there is not parking. That's not legal to park there.
So. Okay, okay. Just,
don't
just
park there. You might
sure,
get towed.
Make sure. Okay, so the easiest way is to get to Target, park there, get on the bus, and go.
Correct. And if you want to call us and buy a larger package, then you get preferred parking at Pima Community College.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
yeah,
if you call us and we can help you, we'll help you with all of that.
Okay,
so
great.
We would love to help you with that, obviously.
Super, super. You've been through this rodeo before. A lot of busy stuff going on. How is this one compared to the others?
You know, it's our second year with Coligard as our title sponsor, so it's really exciting because it's so great to merge our two, you know, charities together with creating awareness for colon cancer, which we did yesterday with the media day. I don't know how much time I have. We can talk about it a little bit.
Yes.
And then still raising funds for kids to play youth sports. And obviously our first tee program is a huge beneficiary of that. But as I've talked to you before, Steve, you know, we do everything where kids need help to play sports, from funding the Boys and Girls Club to funding foundations to pay the athletic vouchers for kids to play after school sports to the Special Olympics, the YMCAs. It goes on and on, obviously, the funds that the conquistadors support in this community monthly.
Yes, we have about 5 or 6 minutes, plenty of time for Judy McDermott. I'll tell Bob, hold on, we got Judy on the phone. We have plenty of time. So you know what, the best thing is, you said you raised the money for the kids, but you're looking at 500,000, a little more than that probably?
We're looking to do that, but if I can talk a little bit, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the actual competition rounds, Coligard announced yesterday our $500,000 charity hole-in-one attendance challenge. So what Coligard and the Tucson Conquistadors are trying to do is get as many people as possible to come out to the event. And so if 50,000 people come to the tournament week, and if a hole-in-one is made on the 16th hole, then Coligard is going to donate $500,000 to colon cancer awareness organizations and our youth charities.
Wow.
So we're really going to be cheering for 50,000 people to attend the tournament, and we're really going to be cheering for a hole-in-one. And if a hole-in-one even happens each day of the tournament, then that means that $500,000 times three will be donated to these organizations. So
we really
want fans to come out and cheer on the pros to get a hole-in-one on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or all days.
Very nice.
And then Saturday is going to be a really big day, as we did last year. That's Dress in Blue Day. And so March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and we are trying to create awareness for everyone to dress in blue, create awareness about colon cancer. I think I've talked about it before, but
yes,
it's the second leading cancer killer, and it's the most preventable. And so whatever we can do to try to help that cause, we're trying to create awareness. So if everybody comes dressed in blue, we might have a little contest for the best person dressed in blue that day on Saturday.
Very nice, very nice. And anybody who's had that disease in any form is well aware of how important that is.
Yeah, we had a interesting, very neat moment happen yesterday at our media day. Maybe some people have seen the news. Sean Santos, who is a SWAT officer with Sahuarita Police Department. He was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, and he's been going through treatment. And he happens to be a huge Atlanta Braves fan and huge John Smoltz fan. And John Smoltz actually FaceTimed Sean yesterday during our press conference and invited Sean to be a part of our golf tournament, the Coligard Classic Tournament Week, and come walk inside the ropes with him as an honorary observer.
Yeah, that's very nice. Very nice.
So it was a very very neat moment. Kind of brings it all home. And so we're excited for Sean to join us Tournament Week as he continues to heal.
Did even those fickle, stodgy media people even have a tear for that? I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Well, I did a story about that for the magazine, and it's always good to talk about those surviving stories that they're battling, but they're still battling and doing well.
And just everybody just needs to be aware and get tested, and we just need to create that awareness.
Right. So what's next for you? Any more press conferences in the next 2 or 3 weeks?
We'll do everything. Now the next will be, during tournament week.
Okay.
So we do a lot of things tournament week, obviously, with our press center there once all the players are here.
Yeah. Okay.
But we're happy to come on and continue to chat, and we'll be having more announcements with some more exciting news with some celebrities. So stay tuned for more news on what's going to happen with celebrities and the Coligard Classic.
Yes. We'll probably have you on again next week. Let me ask you real quick. I don't know if you can break news here, but is a quarterback coming in kind of like last year?
Well, we're not sure yet, but like I say, we're hoping to make an announcement soon.
Okay, so that's kind of the part of the plan.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Along with some others, hopefully.
Yeah, no, you've done a great job.
So you might want to get your tickets now because you might want to be ready.
You're pretty good at this. You might want to be an executive director of something like this or something. You've been doing it, 20-something years? I won't say.
Oh, you like to rub that in all the time, don't you?
You're good at this. You should be doing it for another 20.
Right.
You need a partner? I'm right here.
Exactly. But I think since I've been on your show that we haven't talked that Miguel Angel Jimenez is going to be playing in the tournament.
Wow.
So he's a player that they call him the mechanic, and he has not played with our PGA Tour Champions event, so he's going to be new to the event. So he just committed, and we're excited that he's going to be attending our event.
So you have almost an all-star crew.
We really do. We have.
Give me some more names.
We have just about everybody coming. So.
Yeah. No. Great names. Daly's coming.
So Daly actually needs an exemption. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets one, but we're waiting to look at how the whole final field, finalizes. But
okay. We'll have you on again to come in and break some news for us or tell us more about what's
going on.
Absolutely.
And we'll send you a press release so you know what's going on.
Yes. No, thanks for everything, Judy, as usual.
I want to tell all the listeners that if they heard me today on the radio talking about our tournament, Coligard Classic, our PGA Tour Champions event, that if they go to our website, coligardclassic.com, and they put in the promo code when they go to exit the cart, golf, G-O-L-F, they'll get $10 off their ticket.
Oh, wow. So that would make it 25?
Yeah.
Oh.
So a bargain.
Heck yes, that's a great deal. Great deal. And I'll see you before all this, but I'm going to probably get into that that 5K, bring my cane and kind of hang out at the at the walk, cuz I need to do that. Okay.
That's awesome. You need to.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Hey, Judy, thank you for joining me for a second here and updating us on the big event coming up.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate being on, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you, Judy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Judy McDermott, the executive director of the Tucson Conquistadors, getting ready for the Coligard Classic here on early May 1, 2, 3, I think, and then before that with the 5K and all week of festivities involving that. We might need to get you on that 5K, Bob. Might need to. Yeah, I know you're pounding your stomach. Me too. I need to do the same thing. Lose a few weight, a few pounds. Let's go to break here on 10:30 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. And on the line now, we have Jonathan Perlman of FC Tucson. Jonathan, how are you?
Steve, what's going on? How are you?
Not a whole lot. I wanted to have you on real quick. You guys have been gracious enough to give us 4 tickets for a big event tomorrow. I wanted you to talk about it real quick, the Portland-Seattle matchup. Tell me about it. We're going to give away 4 tickets here.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, and we're always happy to give new people from the Tucson area and your listeners a chance to go to the games. Portland versus Seattle is one of the biggest rivalries in all of MLS. It's called the Cascadia Cup. It's a part of that. And these two teams really, really don't like each other. It's a great, great rivalry, and we've been blessed enough to kick off their rivalry here in Tucson for the last few years. So this game is really a great one. There's going to be a lot of singing and chanting from both sets of supporters groups. And it's a really big matchup. Portland's the Western Conference champions from last year. And 2 years ago, Seattle Sounders were the MLS Cup champions, 3 years ago. And just they're both their sides are in really good form. It's a really important match for them as a tune-up. So we're going to have the games going on here. There's going to be adult beverages for those that it's appropriate for. There's going to be great times for the kids. Plenty of mini donuts, kettle corn, and obviously just great soccer all around.
So this is probably not the first rodeo with these guys in town here. Tell me, it gets kind of crazy?
It does. It gets exciting. Crazy is it's a relative term. There's going to be a lot of singing, a lot of chanting, drums. They make what are called tifos, and they're with pictures that are about the rivalry. So there'll be a lot of singing. It's just a really, really great environment. You get to feel the vibe of it. The environment we're really trying to create for FC Tucson games as well. So again, there's also the early matchup. So it's a 2-for-1 situation when you get these tickets. You're going to be able to see Sporting Kansas City versus Houston if you come early, and if you stay for the late game, obviously that's really the highlight match of the night. So we're excited to have it going on. Everything is going well. The weather's cooperating. It's going to be nice and warm, actually. It's up to 73 tomorrow, so it won't be too cold, but it's going to be a really, really, really vibrant environment.
Yeah, that was a three reallys, Bob. That was a three really, really going to be fun.
Triple reallys.
Hey, it starts you talked about the first game. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock? When is that?
It's 4 o'clock.
First
match.
First match, and then a 7 o'clock, correct?
Yes. So you can come in at any time, catch the end of the game, catch the beginning of them. But obviously for us, being able to have those kind of teams competing, obviously Houston is the U.S. Open Cup champion, so it's their last preparation before they head off to their Champions League game. And for Sporting Kansas City, it's the same situation. So we've been lucky enough to have teams that are qualifying for big international competitions coming through here, and we're just happy to give them the opportunity to prepare and to share, their talented rosters with the community.
Yeah, great, great. Let me give out the number, 790-2040. The first two callers. So the first caller will get two tickets, and the next caller will get the other two tickets. They're general admission tickets. You can go in 4 o'clock, spend all night there, enjoy the time. As John says, it's a very, very good time.
Well, listen, Steve, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, and we look forward to doing more giveaways with you and having some more great interviews.
Great. Right now, we're looking forward to that, too. You're going to get us through this summer. Get us through the summer months with a lot of soccer.
Absolutely, a lot of soccer and definitely, hopefully, a lot of winning.
Yes, good, good. That was Jonathan Perlman, one of the executives with the FC Tucson program here. Looking forward to seeing them over the next few months. And tomorrow, if you want to go to the game, a big Portland-Seattle matchup. Give us a couple of calls. We'll give you away two tickets to the first caller, two tickets to the next caller, and you can enjoy the weather. I know it's going to be even better tomorrow than it is today. Should be fun.
Really?
Should be fun.
You know that?
If Jonathan says it's going to be 73 tomorrow, and today's like 69.
Well, I'm thinking if this sports thing doesn't pan out, you could be a weather guy.
I could be a weather guy. Yeah, I don't get that. This is funny. I'm going to change subjects real quick.
Sure.
But, you have the 30-minute news segment. There's about 22 minutes in that news segment.
Right.
You have news, and they give you the update of what happened and blah, blah, blah. And then they give you the weather, which is like, 3-4 minutes. And then they give 2.5 minutes for sports. All you have to do to find out about the weather is guess what? Go outside. Go outside. It's a nice day today. Back to you, Biff. I'm not joking. When I say
you want to find out about the Arizona basketball game? You don't even have to go outside.
You don't go outside. We tell you what happens in basketball. But weather, I don't get it with the weather. It's outside in June. It's 110. That's all you need to know.
It sounds like you have a little weather envy.
I do. I do have something with that. They get like all these minutes of it's going to be hot tomorrow. No duh, it's Tucson, June.
Yeah. And they get to point to the map.
Yes.
And sports people don't get to point at the map.
No, it's Philly beat Boston, and here we go. Back to you, Biff. What the heck?
Were you ever a fan of, speaking of off the subject, George Carlin?
Kind of.
When he was much younger, he was very funny. Now he's not so funny because he's dead, but he was very funny. He says, all right, now for some sports scores, 3-2, 5-1, ooh, and in a real thriller, 9-all. Yeah, that went into overtime, and just goofy stuff like that I always thought was funny.
I get it. Those are sports scores.
Those are sports scores.
9-9, overtime.
freak accident. Three freaks in a bus ran into two freaks.
Right,
you know,
right.
In a sedan.
Right, right. Okay, so if you want those tickets, 790-2040 for a great matchup here with Portland and Seattle tomorrow, beginning at 7, that one, but you can go to the prior game beginning at 4, so you can have a pretty good afternoon at the old soccer ballpark.
But you got to call 790-2040. Yeah. Otherwise.
Okay. Yeah. So what we wanted to do here, I wanted to do, and they haven't done it yet, is they haven't put up the Sean Miller press conference here at the noon hour that he had it, and Jeter was speaking as well. We only have like one segment left. I'm thinking about going to break, and maybe in the next 2 or 3 minutes, they'll have some of it up. We can listen to just a portion of it, because next hour we're going to have Ed Vosburgh, or as you call him,
Eddie.
Eddie, back in the day when he, you know,
45 years ago.
He's one of those trivia questions. I don't know if you know this, because you're not.
I do know.
What is it?
Who is the only player to play in?
That's changed. There's three of them.
Really?
He's one of three now.
Oh, was that your question?
But that you go ahead and say what the
World Series on the Little League, college and professional.
Correct. Correct. There's two others now.
Yeah.
I know you're going to ask me who they are, but
still should have been on that team.
Water, Eddie? Do I need to give you some water?
Water. No, Kool-Aid is what I need.
Kool-Aid. Can I get you some Kool-Aid, Eddie?
I'm really okay with that. Shh.
Yes, yes.
So, wait a minute. You don't have inside sources that can tell us about the press conference? You must have
connections. Oh, I do. I've been listening to Twitter. I've been watching it all afternoon.
So you already know. You're keeping it from us.
But I don't know. Well, I want to hear it. I want to hear what he says. I want to hear his tone. How optimistic and or pessimistic he is, because he's been kind of down.
He's been down
the last couple of days on the sidelines and otherwise. So let's go to break here for a couple of minutes and then come back on the other side. Hopefully we can get some press conference stuff on here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, the host. So I think now in the next 12 minutes that we have left for the program for the first hour, I think we're going to go to some cuts from Sean Miller's press conference today, and we'll kind of listen to what he says, come back to me, and then we'll explain and then do the same thing for a few clips. This is probably courtesy of the Arizona Daily Star that they put some stuff on.
You know, our focus is on this week, obviously, you know, two tough games away from home. The mountain trip has always been a difficult trip, in large part because of the two programs that are there, the travel that's involved between games and you know, this week for us, it's a long trip. So, you know, we leave on Tuesday and we get back, I guess, really late on Sunday. So we're going to be there for a while, which for us might be good. We can get a chance to be together kind of alone and work on what we need to work on to continue to improve.
Did you do anything different after Saturday to kind of recharge your batteries and kind of get things back on track?
Not a whole lot. You know, I think just making sure that we're meeting with a number of our guys and getting them back on track. You know, confidence is a problem when you lose. You know, I don't know if there's ever been a real confident team and things aren't going well. But the way to get back on track is to get back to the task at hand and make sure that we're working on the things we need to work on, have good days of practice, string consecutive good days together, and then approach the game and be the best that we can be.
It's funny. I asked him kind of the same question Saturday after the game, and he said confidence has been a problem the last 2 or 3 weeks, and that's when it kind of started. When you lose a lot of confidence, and he kind of didn't answer the question, but he said, you know, we're going to go back and start in practice, and it takes little by little or whatever, and it's kind of reminded me of that little analogy that people talk about. How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
And that's what these guys are going to have to go through. Little successes. But the problem is they're on the road, and they didn't play well at home, and it's going to be very difficult. And he talked about the road. They play at Utah first on Thursday, and then they play Colorado. These aren't easy. They're easy places to get to, but it's the logistics of it all, going from Utah to Salt Lake and then going to Colorado. To Boulder, it's difficult. It's not the Seattle Spokane trip that I've taken a number of times, but it ain't easy.
The travel's hard.
Yeah,
on the team.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you get in an airplane, you got to get up and go, and you know they're young kids, obviously, or young adults. They're used to it, But still, it takes a toll. You go to practice, get beat up there, then you go to the room, study.
And those short flights, you can't rest.
No, it's kind of 2 hours. Yeah, it's just different. And then don't forget about the altitude. It's a little different than it is here.
Yeah.
So let's go to the next clip and see what Sean says from today's press conference.
He's getting better. He is. It's incrementally. It's not like night and day. But I do think he's making progress, which is really a good sign for him. I don't have a timetable on when he'll return. It's going to be sometime down the road, if at all.
Is he going to travel with
yes.
the team?
Okay.
He was talking about Brandon Williams there and his knee.
Right. He said last night on his radio show that he was hoping for Brandon to come back near the end of the schedule, which would mean maybe the first week of March. That's I'm estimating there because the Pac-12 starts, I think, the 13th-ish around there. So, if they're lucky, they'll get him back. If they don't have him, it's going to be very difficult.
Yep.
Let's go to the next one.
I think I've been pretty steady in my comments about Justin almost from the onset, as far back as the Red-Blue game. He's one of our team's captains. I think he's earned that, and he's done an admirable job leading our team as best he can under some tough circumstances. I don't know where we would be if he didn't choose to come to Arizona in April or May, whenever he did. We're really fortunate to have him. He's shooting 39% from three, 80% from the line, right below 10 points a game, it's about a 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. Great kid, played with a dislocated shoulder, has practiced hard every day, and I think has really enjoyed his time here in our program, which says a lot about him. But he's a pleasure to be around, and down the stretch, he's going to be a big part of how we finish.
Yeah, Justin Coleman has been a big part of Arizona's if stability is not the right word, but he's at least helped out in terms of keeping him from not getting killed a lot, because he's played fairly well. He has his shortcomings in terms of hitting shots consistently, but imagine how the season would be without him, given the situation with Williams. Pretty tough.
So yeah, very tough.
Let's go.
Then Brandon Williams going down, starting with the Arizona State game. Before this season began, my biggest concern, our biggest concern, would have just been injuries, foul trouble, anything that would hurt our team depth-wise could really decimate us, because, the strength isn't our depth. It isn't our five guys sitting there on the bench, just next man up, although that's how we do it. I think this year, we're much more fragile in terms of our overall depth and talent. So, when we've gone through these things, and really three or four things here in a row, it's hurt our team. There's no question about it. Teams go through injuries, though. We're not the only team. Some teams and our teams of the past, you almost forget who was hurt, because we were always able to play through those and still find a way. This year, it affects us more. And no doubt we're a better team with Chase Jeter. We're going to be a better team with Brandon Williams. So I think for us, it's to be the best team we can be, making sure that we get everybody secure in their current roles and grow and improve and hit our stride here, whenever that stride is in the next couple of weeks. Maybe it's this week, maybe it's next week, but working towards being that team for, the final part, which I don't have an answer for, and that's how we're going to finish. But that's how I see it.
There's no question that Arizona has run into some bad luck. In fact, I would estimate that this year has been the worst luck of his career here at Arizona in 10 years, given all the circumstances of not a lot of talent, the injuries, circumstances of transfers. The Aycott transfer is coming back to haunt him now because he doesn't have the depth, even though I don't think Aycott would have helped much in terms of scoring or whatever. It's just bad. And you can go to every year that he's been here, and throughout many years that bad luck creeps in at some point. The Wisconsin years when they lost in the Elite Eight, the year they lost to Xavier in the Sweet 16. There's just bad things happen. You have what, 32, 34 games, you're going to have bad luck. And in some of those games, you know, 34 bullets you have to avoid.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough. And let me say this. In seeing the clips now, he looks refreshed to me. He looks, you know, maybe he just started his day, but he's calm and he's refreshed.
He looks better than I expected, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he'd be a little fatigued.
Yeah, no, he did Saturday night, but he looks great here. Yeah.
He does. You want to see what
let's try one more. Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a few just shots that should have gone in.
Is there something, a way to combat that, or is that just a confidence thing, maybe spinning in a different way or something?
You know, it's, you know, each player that we've had in the past and have on this year's team has strengths and weaknesses. You know, we have some guys right now that are probably better beyond the arc than inside the arc. And some of it is, like you said, confidence, you know, just being able to make the shot on a hard drive, play through contact, you know, not worry about the defense or whether you're getting fouled, score the ball. And we've done that better at times this year than we're doing it right now, for sure.
Are you seeing maybe that they're trying to avoid contact or anticipating the contact minutes?
No, I think every player is a little bit different from the next. I don't think it's a common problem. You know, a big guy not finishing is different from a guard because, you know, guards are going to drive the ball to the basket, where a lot of times a front court player is already there. So, you know, it's different issues for different players. But, you know, shooting's a problem for us. Scoring the ball is a problem for us. I point back to our non-conference season. Although we had our moments, that wasn't a strength even then when we had all of our parts. You take a part or two away, and I think that it, you know, it's a weakness. It's something that, you know, we have to overcome.
That's we'll stop there with Sean. But the buzzword, and I said this to him on Saturday, has been confidence the last 2-3 weeks. And it happens when you start losing, and you start losing in droves. And Arizona has been like that for the last 3 weeks, unprecedented, at least not in the last 35 years when Lute first arrived here. Have they lost 5 straight? And now they're in jeopardy of losing 7 straight. And that hasn't happened since a guy named Ben Lindsay was here. I don't know if I have time. No, I don't have time to tell you a story.
Did you just giggle?
You said
Ben Lindsay and then giggled.
Oh, I have a story to tell you about Ben Lindsay, but we'll tell you about that at a better time when we have more time.
A better time? Like next season?
No, it's a funny story about one of my books.
Oh.
A very, very funny story about Ben Lindsay and me, and I've never met the man. It happened about 10 years ago, 9 years ago.
You made him mad, is that right?
I made him mad, and I have no idea who he is, or he's never met me, but it's part of the story. So, hey, we're going to have Ed Vosburgh here on the other side. Once he gets into studio, we'll be good, and we'll talk a lot about baseball, spring training, stuff like that. Thanks for listening to the first hour. We'll be back here on 10:30, The Voice, Trusted Local News and Talk.